It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Seth Rogen was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and told a funny story from his days during his movie Knocked Up and how he prepared for an infamous scene from the movie.
So in the movie, like, the scene is that we're supposed to do hallucinogenic mushrooms and go to a Cirque du Soleil show. And so the director, Judd, sent me and my partner, Evan Goldberg, to Las Vegas to scout all the Cirque du Soleil shows over the course of a weekend to pick which one would be the best for the movie. We thought the only appropriate way to really know which one would be the best would be to do shrooms for 2 days straight and see every single Cirque du Soleil show that was on the strip at the time, which we did.
That's absolutely hilarious. So Jimmy Kimmel has been in Las Vegas all week long doing live shows. So when he had Seth Rogen on, he shared some crazy stories of his when he has been in Las Vegas visiting.
I once did steal a gondola at the Venetian Hotel in the middle of the night. It was shockingly easy. I tried to release Siegfried and Roy's tigers, but did not.
And you were unsuccessful, I guess?
Yeah, I was very unsuccessful. Yeah, Eddie Griffin in this hotel once yelled an anti-Semitic tirade at me in an elevator. It was a long, this is a tall building, that's what I'll say. You're able to get a lot of thoughts out throughout the course of that elevator.
So basically, I want to party with Seth Rogen.
I think that would kill you, but okay.
Probably. So Kit Harington, who famously plays Jon Snow on Game of Thrones, is preparing for his big day on Saturday Night Live. He's hosting this Saturday. And he talked about what it was like preparing for it on Jimmy Fallon.
I'm intermittently terrified and confident. So one minute I'm like, yeah, shaking with terror in my dressing room going, why did I ever agree to do this? I'm the most unfunny person in the world. And the next minute I'm like, king of comedy. I'm like, I know what I'm doing. So it's like a roller coaster. I've ultimate admiration for those guys who do it.
He also told Jimmy about what it's like having random people scream lines from Game of Thrones at him.
One of the most famous lines involving you in the show is, you know nothing, Jon Snow. Is that the line that people yell to you all the time when you're on the street or?
Yeah, and I hate it. Like, I hate it when people say it. And my brother managed to get it into the end of my best man speech. It was quite sweet, actually. He said, but looking at the woman you're marrying, it shows you do know something, Jon Snow.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, Shake Shack is doing something really cool. They are debuting their Game of Thrones menu items that customers can order only in Valyrian, which I'm assuming is like the language they speak in Game of Thrones.
It is. Oh. Well, of the Mother of Dragons.
Got it. I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I don't know. I'm like,
what?
I know.
Oh my lord, what the? What?
I know. I'm like the only human being.
At Joe and Alex show, tell Liv what's wrong with her. You can still watch it. You realize this?
I know, but it would take like literally like 100 hours to get through like everything up to now.
It's worth it.
You're Liv the web girl. You're supposed to be on top of, you know, all the popular. I'm kidding. I've actually never watched it.
Oh,
what?
See?
I am walking out of this
it's
godforsaken
kind of like a thing
show.
Where it's like I've never done it. Now I want to keep that going.
We should do it together.
I'm like saving myself. I don't know. Maybe when I get married, I'll watch
Game
of Thrones.
I want to watch one of the biggest shows of all time. I mean, I don't want to watch it because everybody else is and I'm cool.
Exactly.
Because I don't do what everybody else does.
I'm saving it for marriage, okay?
Oh, yeah. If Kim Kardashian made an appearance, like, oh my God, you guys see Game of Thrones? It was really good last night.
All right. A Shake Shack in New York City debuted the two Game of Thrones themed fast food items ahead of the final season's premiere episode, but only those who speak High Valyrian can order them. The Dark Harry's Burger, which costs $10.99, and Dragon Glass Shake, which costs $6.79, are now available at the burger joints in Madison Park location. The Dark Harry's, am I saying that right?
I'm not going to correct you if you aren't.
The Dray Carey's burger is a double Monterey Jack cheeseburger.
Is it Draco?
No, that's Harry Potter. I know that.
That's, what about Drago?
I don't. Draw Carey. That's
I hope
said.
Somebody
burger.
Hears this right now and they're like, these guys are butchering my favorite show. I hate them
it's
all.
It's a double Monterey Jack cheeseburger topped with bacon.
Hold on. What kind of cheese?
Monterey?
Monterey Jack?
Monterey. Wow.
This show sucks.
This is so bad. Monterey Jack cheeseburger topped with bacon and fiery shakes. Shack sauce, while the Dragon Glass Shake is made with minted white chocolate custard topped with shards of shiny toffee. Mm. but they will only be served to the customers that tried to pronounce the names of the items in the fictional Valyrian language spoken by some of the characters.
Wow. That was actually really good garbage. I'm not trying to hate on it.
I know. Well, now I feel like I'm a piece of trash. All
no,
right?
No, you're amazing. I mean, tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
All right. Fresh. Well, coming up next in the next garbage an hour from now, Jussie Smollett cannot stop getting in trouble.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.